Also produced Lil Wayne's album, The Carter 3, Monica's album, Still Standing, and Ariana Grande's hit, Baby, in 2013. And his latest project is working with the band Foxes, the singer Foxes, on their new album, All I Need, which came out this year. So that's what's keeping Babyface busy. And when he's not in a studio, he's at home polishing his 11 Grammys. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and I thank you for tuning into our show, and I hope you're hearing some music that you're enjoying. Zarmina is listening to us in Pakistan. Zarmina tunes in all the time in Karachi and makes us a part of her evening ritual and listens to us while she's cooking. So hopefully you're cooking up something tasty while you're listening to Border Crossings. I also want to say hello to Kenya Kofi and Mawuli Bell, who also checked in. Yukar Kanal is listening to the show and checking in on our Facebook page. And thank you very much. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and make your request and dedication. And Vince is answering calls. He'll be happy to take your call here at Border Crossings today. Coming up, it's a guy who, another guy with a stage name. And his stage name is Owl City. Although his real name is Adam Young, he is a creator, a producer, who chooses to go by an alias, Owl City. And it's been a while since we've had some new music from him. He did contribute some music to the upcoming Smurfs movie, but he hasn't really released much in a while. This was his very big hit called Fireflies, which was a 6-time platinum song for him in 2010. This is a request from Suleiman Sani, who is in Benin, Magaji, listening to Border Crossings today. This is called Fireflies, Owl City.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. Open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. 'Cause I'd get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed. A disco ball is just hanging by a thread. Such an insomniac.
Please take me away from here.
Why do I tire of counting sheep?
Please take me away from here.
When I'm far too tired to fall asleep. To 10 million fireflies, I'm weird 'cause I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes as they said farewell. But I'll know where several are if my dreams get real bizarre. I saved a few and I keep them in a jar. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. 'Cause everything is never as it seems. Bursting at the seams.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1. I'm Marlon Jackson.
I'm Tito.
Jermaine.
Jackie Jackson.
Are you listening to Voice of America?
It is the Jackson 5. All five of them right here on board Across Things. When Michael was a little itty-bitty boy, about 13 years of age in the 70s, and I'll be there. Here is where you are on Border Crossings. And Abu Bakar Hamza, Nigeria, requested that song. If you're keeping track of the Jackson kids, Blanket has changed his name to Biggie. He's now 14, so he's Biggie Jackson. He doesn't want to be Blanket. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to be called Blanket either if I was 14. Prince is 19. He is the oldest of Michael's three kids, and he was just involved with his late father's Heal the World Foundation annual Christmas fundraiser. They teamed up with the Heal Los Angeles Boys and Girls Club Christmas event. And Prince Michael was there and said to Entertainment Tonight Television that his late father is the inspiration behind all of the charitable work he does for the foundation and his life. And he touched him in many profound ways. Paris, meanwhile, she's living a life of a normal 18-year-old, having fun, posting photos on Instagram with her good friend, actor Colley McCulkin from Home Alone. He's all grown up now, and they are besties. In fact, she posted a photo on Instagram just last week giving Macaulay a pedicure. So if you want to see that, it's very... Maybe I'll put it on the Facebook page. Paris Jackson giving Macaulay a pedicure. All right, I want to say hello to Emmanuel Gaboya in Sierra Leone. Abu is with us, and I thank you for checking in to Border Crossings. Coming up next, we have a request from Rachel Platten, who waited till she was 34 to become famous with the fight song. This next request is from Vincent Maloba in Kenya, dedicated to his mom, Annie Chrisawa, as well as John Maloba and Brenda, and sisters Elizabeth, Everlyn, Emily, Beatrice, and Barita. I wish them all a peaceful, happy holiday season. So here's your request. This is Rachel Platten, Stand By You, here on Border Crossings.
Put your empty hands in mine, and scars, show me all the scars you hide. And hey, if your wings are broken, please take mine so yours can open too, 'cause I'm gonna stand by you.
Even if I can't find heaven, I'll walk through hell with you.
gonna stand by you.
Rachel Platten, and she's standing and she's singing by you. This is Border Crossings. Ray McDonald is standing and sitting by us.
I'm sitting and I'm talking, to be honest.
Talking by us about charts. It's Chart Chat Tuesday.
Chart Chat Tuesday. I've got two superstars for you today.
Ooh.
One of the songs is old. One of the songs is new. And we'll just dive right in here with a modern classic from Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. This song came out in 1994. It's one of Mariah's biggest hits everywhere, and every Christmas it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and we'll take a closer look at Mariah after All I Want for Christmas Is You. She wants for Christmas is you.
She can have me.
I can't be sure, but I think that's what she wants. That's Mariah Carey. That version she was singing with Justin Bieber. Mariah's own version was released in 1994. This Christmas season, It's back in the top 20. It jumps from 23rd to 17th place. Mariah co-wrote and co-produced that song with Walter Afanasieff back in 94. And it is truly the gift that keeps on giving for Mariah. Global sales have topped 14 million copies. It's Mariah's biggest international success. As of 2013, it was reported to have earned $50 million in royalties. So, and that was 3 years ago. So I'm sure Mariah just loves that song. I'm sure it's at the top of the list of her favorite songs. It peaked at number 11 last year on the Hot 100. This year, who knows? It might beat that. It is the best-selling holiday download since Nielsen began tracking digital song sales in 2003. Mariah, of course, is back in the public eye because she has her reality show, Mariah's World. So, and you know, she's free of Nick Cannon. She's a single lady now. She was going to get married to that Australian billionaire James Packer. That didn't work out. The last we heard, she was dating one of her dancers. There were some photos of her frolicking in the surf with him. So I guess everything's coming up roses for Mariah this Christmas season.
And next year, she's going on tour with Lionel Richie.
That's right. That's right.
And she's also been talking about turning Glitter into a Broadway musical.
It's going to be all Mariah all the time.
Now, Glitter bombed back in 2001. And
it was
on
a
the
glitter
big screen,
bomb.
It was a glitter bomb. And to make it a musical, I don't know that's going to make it any better.
I don't know. Musicals are hot right now. We'll see.
Yes, they are. We shall see.
Speaking of hot, our next artist is very hot in every respect. It's Rihanna. Love on the Brain moves from 30th to 20th place, in the process putting Rihanna in the chart record books, and we'll take a closer look after Love on the Brain.
Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fits me so good, and I can't get. Just to get close to you, could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
It's Rihanna, Love on the Brain, moving from 30th to 20th place. This is Rihanna's 40th top 20 hit single. She is just the sixth act to have amassed that many top 20 hits since the Hot 100 began back in 1958. In case anybody's keeping score, Elvis Presley has the most top 20 hits with 48. Madonna is second with 44. Lil Wayne and the Beatles are tied with 42. And Rihanna ties Elton John with 40. Now, Rihanna was Spotify's most streamed female artist of 2016, just as she was in 2015. But if you like vinyl, if you like vinyl LPs, if you have a turntable, and I like vinyl LPs, Rihanna is releasing all 8 of her studio LPs in a 15-disc box set. It features a 186-page hardback book and all kinds of goodies, and it can be yours for the low, low price of $300.
Ooh, all right. Well, I prefer pleather. You can have your vinyl. Whatever you like. But anyway, thank you, Ray.
That's what I got for you.
We're going to do the CD giveaway right now. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great. Let's do it.
Does that work for you? Okay, how about a timpani? Yeah, there we go. Let's give away the Now 60 CD one more time. Today, our lucky listener of the day, Abu Bakar Hamza, Nigeria. Hey! Abu Bakar, you have won the Now 60 CD here on Border Crossings. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We'll give away another one tomorrow. On the program, you can enter to win by emailing bordercrossings@voa.gov. Thank you, Ray McDonald and Chart Chat. Appreciate hearing from you every week. See you next Tuesday, I think, right? The day
Tuesday
after Christmas.
Tuesday it is. All I'll right. be here.
I'm Larry London. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director. And thank you for tuning into our program. More requests and dedications in 23 hours coming up on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.